Wendy, I saw an interview with Tate yesterday. He's talking about how he's been very mobile in the offensive zone as far as power play goals or power play goes. And he said it kind of confuses the other team, especially if they're trying to track him, and it gives you guys some good opportunities that way. Is that what that movement is causing right now, some chaos for the penalty kill?
Yeah, I think it gives us options. It gives different places for to Tate to attack. I think you saw a couple plays where they got it right in the hole, and he had a couple quick wristers. Also, the ability to get low and make low plays, but they just can't track him now. I think we can be dangerous with different pieces in different places, and it's actually freed him up quite a bit.
You got to keep him, I assume, at the wing.
Yeah, we are.
What did you think about Kulik the other night? He got that bump up to that spot. He didn't seem to be much there at times in that game. I mean, where did you think his game was Thursday?
I liked his game. I don't think anything happened offensively. I think we were trying to balance those lines, try to make it a little bit more dangerous on every line. I liked our game. When he went through the game, I liked our game. I think the defensively was good. Part of the plan was not to have a line that maybe they could take advantage of us with their top line, and I thought 5-on-5, it was good. I think there's an opportunity there with the way they're structured now that any one of those lines can be dangerous. We're getting great energy out of our bottom six, and we're getting some goal scoring out of them. I looked at the game, and I thought that's probably the best I've seen in from our end to their end, Thompson, Skate, and Cousins. So it's a look that I'd like to try to stay with.
Thompson did have a good game, as you mentioned, especially 5-on-5. What went into your decision to put him on the wing? He did get more shot attempts also.
Really, just to try to generate more, to give him an opportunity to, I think when you're working down low, a lot of times you're the last guy to leave the zone. When you're the winger, you've got an opportunity to stretch the ice and get up ahead of the play. So, really, we're just trying to free him up a little bit more to try to create more offense.
What did you like about the 5-on-5 defending that you could apply to tonight's game?
Well, I think our 5-on-5 defending overall, to go back to the Boston game, we've been locked in a pretty good style. I think we've got to continue that. We did a really good job of getting above them, eliminating people through the neutral zone. When we slow them up through the neutral zone, our breakouts are a lot clearer.
We know a lot about Eichel. We've seen him a lot as a coach. You've always had to deal with him from the other side. What stands out about a guy who's having maybe his best year?
He's got that ability where he doesn't look like he's going fast, but he's going fast, and he's extremely strong when he gets a step. And if he gets the middle of the ice, you know how dangerous he can be. And when he's coming off the flank, if he's got room to shoot it, he's got one of the best shots in the league.
We talked so much about Thursday's game, about different parts of it. Lukanen, he's got a shutout. 5 minutes left in the second period, ends up giving up 6 goals. You can't blame goaltending per se, but just do you worry about how shell-shocked he was and became in that game?
No. I think that, again, a little bit of misfortune through that. He'd probably like to have a couple of them back. That's just been part of, the way some of our games have unfolded. He's given us really good hockey, and we've pushed him to the limit in a lot of stretches.
I had a chance now to go over it with the guys and sit and look at it with them. What is your message to them to improve the 6-on-5 play?
Get more aggressive, get connected as a group. I think there are times when if you have fatigue and you've been out there a while, you have to stay tight and you have to wait for that trigger point to try to be aggressive. I didn't think we were aggressive enough, in certain situations. The dump in off of face-offs. We dealt with that yesterday. Again, today we went through a lot of different scenarios where, we want to make sure that something like that doesn't happen to us again.
Making any changes in the lineup?
We got one player sick. In all likelihood, he won't be able to play. And Abe Cabell is going to go in.